Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support the wheat breeding efforts of Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team at Oklahoma State University. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says that Dr. Carver is not only breeding wheat that yields well, but also has the in-use characteristics that millers and bakers want.
You know, if we have a lot of wheat that the miller and baker does not want, it really doesn't bode well for the farmer. And so we are focusing on those issues as we move forward. Certainly, there are some research programs out there that have put out some varieties that may not have been or had the best characteristics for milling and baking standards from that the industry would be looking for, both in the domestic and international markets.
Schulte says in the Pacific Northwest, wheat breeders have offered wheat varieties to growers that have strong milling and baking characteristics, and growers have been rewarded with price premiums for growing those varieties.
And as we move forward, I think that that's going to be a key component that we focus on here with the varieties that are coming out of Oklahoma State University.
To learn more, go to okwheat.org.
Cattle futures rallied to finish the day 80 to $1.50 higher for feeder cattle. Live cattle were anywhere from 40 to 80 higher as well. So really good, strong rallies here across the board in the cattle futures. The October futures on the feeder cattle have really been the same for about five trading days. We're still below the 50-day moving average. And really the same price since the middle part of April, right here at this 140 to 150 range here on the cattle, feeder cattle. Live cattle, on the other hand, were not quite as strong, but 35 to 75 higher, with October up 35 at 104.77. The live cattle have been taking a little bit more of a hit than the feeder cattle. We're still substantially below the 50-day moving average on the October contract. So some people feel like it could rally $6 or $7 just to get back to those levels. At midday, boxed beef was slightly higher at 43 cents on choice at 192.88. Select up 24 at 190.77. Choice select spreads $2.19. We did have 125 of the 1,250 head on the Fed Cal Exchange trade this morning at a price of 163 in the north. So if you translate into about 103.50 or so in the south, that would be lower than where we were last week. The feeder cattle index yesterday was 144.27, up $1.19, slightly above the September futures.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grain markets did have a little bit of follow-through buying today, with corn up 2 cents. The December was 360 and three quarters. Yesterday's rally with the follow-through today really gives some positive momentum here. We've rallied about 15 cents off the low in the corn and about 20 cents off the moving average, so there's still a possible upside here for the December corn futures. November beans closed the day. They were up 2.5 cents at 971. They rallied about 45 or so cents off their low. We're back to the moving average there. And then the wheat futures, December Kansas City's right under $4.50 at 449 and three quarters. The chart there, much like the corn, still substantially below the moving average, but has come off the lows by about 28 cents and another 50 cents or so possible just to get back to the moving average. So there's still some upside here. The U.S. dollar index is down again today. It's been slowly sliding, and that's what's helped these grain futures. Cotton today is selling off slightly, down 33 at 74.55. There on the December. So that market limit up yesterday did rally, went as high as 75.65. We're about $1.10 off of that now. The stock market is currently up 68 in the Dow, and the bonds interest rates are up today. Bonds are down 21 at 156.11.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.